Good afternoon. This is Father John back with you for another recording. Haven't been here in a little bit, but glad to be back. As we talk a little bit about a virtue that we may not like to talk about or a virtue that is not our favorite, and that is the virtue of perseverance. You know, the last few days I've had this image in my mind, and that image is the image of a tire. And the tire is not just sitting there in the showroom, but it's a tire that is in motion. And kind of as the song goes, round and around it goes. And as I look at the tire, and as I spend time looking at this image, then I notice that it's a quality tire. It's not a tire that is made of inferior rubber, or it's made poorly, so it fails after a couple thousand miles or 10,000 miles. But it's a quality tire. It's one that is going to last 50, 60, 70, 100,000 miles. It's going to give what it's licensed to do, what it's insured to do, what the manufacturer says that this tire is going to do. I think why I've been thinking about this a lot is that when we started this coronavirus shutdown about a month ago now, I think we all thought, you know, this will go 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month at most. And it's a bit of a challenge, but you know, it's something that we can all manage. So, you know, we all went to the grocery stores, we stocked up on toilet paper, we stocked up on frozen pizza, we stocked up on drinks, we made sure that we had a subscription to our favorite streaming service and the internet was working, and we thought, you know what, we can make it through. This is all good. We can be okay through this. And now that we're at that end of that window, that 2 to 4 week window, we're finding out that we have at least another month, and perhaps even longer, before that there are any real possible changes. And if we're going to be honest with one another, and you know, as I've been walking around and talking to people the last few days, you know, we're all getting a little tired of this. This is all getting a little old, especially when we start thinking about those things that we've lost and those things that we're looking forward to and life just being on hold. We're just kind of getting tired of it. And I think that that's why that this tire kind of keeps coming up in my mind, is that we just kind of keep going round and round each and every day, kind of this one day right after another, just rolling along on the road right now. Not too many twists and turns, nothing too stupendous happening, just kind of rolling along and making headway in life very, very slowly. As we think about this frustration that we feel about this getting old and just one day rolling into another, maybe not even being able to tell the difference between one day and the next, is that there is a virtue that really speaks to this time. And that's where, you know, the title of this comes from, the virtue of perseverance. And if we're going to be honest, that this is not a favorite virtue of ours. We're people of high-speed internet, of instant access and quick delivery. Just next time that the internet is a little slow, just look at your annoyance level at the internet. Or if you're watching a video and it has to buffer, even for a few seconds, that irritation that begins in our heart. We're like, ooh, I just don't like this. I don't want this. I want it right now. I want it to happen the way that I want it to happen. Perhaps it's now seeing that movies that used to take time to be released into the theater or from the theater are now available right away. I don't have to wait at all now for movies. I just go up online, I rent them, and bada bing, bada boom, I'm watching them, the hottest new release on my screen whenever I want. And especially right now with Amazon kind of you know, being very selective with its windows for shipping, we might be really looking around and spending time and saying, who can get me what I want the fastest? Going to this website or that website or making this call or that call. We want to get what we want when we want it, and we want it right now. And that's how we've been conditioned. That's how we've been conditioned in this cyber age, this age of the internet. Get what we want, get it right now, get it fast, get it right here, right now. And when we hear perseverance, we immediately start to grimace. We begin to brace inside because it means delay. It means frustration. It means I've got to grin and bear it. It means that somehow I've got to find a way to get through it. So that is definitely one way that we can look at this virtue. But there is another perspective on this virtue than just that human way of looking at it. Grin and bear it, delay, you know, I could get frustrated but don't show it, that sort of thing. And that comes to us from the Lord and Scripture. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, St. Paul writes, "Whatever you do, do from the heart, as for the Lord and not for others. Let me say that again. Whatever you do, do from the heart, as for the Lord and not for others. Do you see the difference there? In human perseverance, I wait to get what I want. And it's all about what I want and making sure I get what I want when I want it. And if I can't get it right away, perseverance teaches me, you know what, I need to act maturely. I don't want to stop my feet. I don't want to throw a temper tantrum, this sort of thing, or get all upset and yell and scream. But I try to grin and bear it. I try to do it in a socially acceptable way. Whereas this virtue that St. Paul is telling us about, that there are two big differences to that. The first of all is that it engages the heart. The heart is the center of love. So it's not a love that is a self-love where it's about what I want when I want it, but it's instead looking out for the good of the other. True love is always reaching out and seeking the good of the other. Also, this virtue, making it a divine virtue, is seeking to serve the Lord. Instead of seeking to serve myself and my interests, I am seeking to serve the Lord. Now, that's a very hard thing. Because right now, you know, when we think about serving the Lord, we think about going out and doing something. We think about going to feed the poor. We think about going to preach the gospel. We think about going to church. We think about a lot of different things to go and do. It's a very active virtue for us to get off the couch and go do something. But in our case, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean for us to serve the Lord right now? It means for us to get into our vocations and get more in touch with our vocations. Our vocation is that specific calling from God, our calling from God to serve Him in a particular way, as a priest or as a religious, as a single person, as a married person, as a parent, as a child. That God has called me at this moment to continue to serve Him in this moment of coronavirus, in this moment of social isolation and social distancing. God is still calling me to serve Him right here. In our vocation, the focus is off of myself and what I lack right now, what I'm missing in life, what I want to get back to, all those lists of I's right now that draw us into a place of sadness, into a place of depression, into a place of self-pity. The focus is instead on loving the other. It's focusing on how is God calling me to love my spouse? How is God calling me to love the church? How is God calling me to love others? How is God calling me to love my child? How is my child being called to love me? When I have that focus then on the other, I'm not so worried then about my list of what I'm missing and what I want and what I need. And instead, I'm focusing on the other. And through that, I'm trusting. I'm trusting that the other person who is there ministering to my needs, whether that be a spouse, whether that be parent or child, whether that be the Lord, that they are there and they are ministering with me and for me. This virtue then opens the way for us to keep rolling. It's not just for the first few miles that we thought at the beginning of this journey, but for the long haul. By seeking to serve the Lord, we will find the life that we long for right now and desire. And there are some virtues that kind of open up, that kind of help us to begin to see the way through this virtue of perseverance, that, if you will, support perseverance right now. One is creativity. And we keep hearing, be creative, be creative. We're like, yeah. But we do. We have to be creative. And we have to get even more creative. And that's why our children are such a great tool for us right now, and a great way for us to get creative. Kids have a lot of ideas, and they aren't bound by so many no's, and that's not going to work, and that sort of thing. So being able to go to our kids and say, what can we do? We have to be able to kind of let go of some of our no's, and that can't happen, and start thinking like them. What are some ways that we could do that? What are some ways for us to be able to do maybe some of these things that seem outlandish, that seem off the wall? How could we possibly do them? The sacrifice the self for the higher good. Sometimes right now we get focused on what we're lacking. I'm missing going out. I'm missing this event. I'm missing this or that or the other thing. And it's true. It's true to acknowledge that. It's true to recognize and reverence that. But also the danger is that if I stay there and I just continue to say, I miss, we get into that self-pity. And we get into that pity party, and we know that that's not a good place for us to be. Can I sacrifice that which I miss for the higher good? What is the higher good here? The higher good is God. The higher good is our vocation. The higher good is the other. Can I put that aside for the higher good? And can I also receive from others? We can't get through this on our own. We can't just continue to give and give and give and give and give. We have to be able to receive. And sometimes that's very hard for us. We want to be very giving people, and we feel selfish when we begin to receive from another. But that's actually a great virtue right now. Can I receive from my spouse, from my child, from my parent, from God? Can I receive that which I truly need right now? Can I not just say, oh, I'm fine, I'm good, and run away? But can I truly receive what they're offering? When I persevere in this divine way, when I'm practicing these other virtues, that's going to help me to get through not just this time of social distancing, but get me through all of life, striving for that golden crown that awaits us in heaven. And that is our ultimate goal. That is our ultimate home. Let us continue then to journey together and persevere in this journey towards heaven in this very different time of social distancing and social isolation. Amen.